My name is Isaac, and I'm 10 years old. I go to Pittsburgh Dilworth, and the name of my story is 45 Seconds for Chris. I can't believe it. Did we really do it? Am I dreaming? Am I going to wake up on my dirty cot in that musty hut with mean Dylan beside me in the bunk next door and have to do this for real? No, it's real. We're going to the Deer Creek Cup Soccer Championship. This is what I was thinking a year ago at age 9. I knew the soccer championship was going to be the best. Later that day, after a swim and a shower, Holland set up on a hill to watch the other semifinal game. I sat between strikers Chris and Mike, and behind me sat midfielders and sometimes goalies Ben and Kara. Zach sat in front of me. He played defense and goalie. Zach would be starting as goalie for the first time in the championship. I played defense. The other semifinal game was USA, who we tied with in the regular season. They were playing Portugal. We never played them. We won our semifinal game 5-0 against Italy. Mike got a hat trick. Mike's little sister was on Italy, so he had to play her. Who do we want to win again? I asked Chris. USA, he told me. We'll beat them this time. Mike chimed in. Matt Lombardo was on the USA, but Dylan was on Portugal. Dylan had been really mean to me lately. Still, I didn't chant. In the end, Portugal came out on top, 5-4. The best player in their team scored several times. All right, Portugal it is. That's just great, Zach complained. When I got Eamon chewing on me all day. That's just perfect, Zach continued. Eamon was the star player for Portugal. He scored the most goals ever. Heck, he was even better than Chris. Now that's saying something. All right, team, let's make a game plan, Coach Bill told us. He was the camp chef, too. Chris, I need you striker. I want a goal from you. Everybody's in the same positions like today. I need some big D out of everyone. Zach, we're going to work with you in goal. I think you'll be starting. I need Ben to take corner kicks, and I need help out of my D. Isaac, stay back on defense until we get up by at least 2. That's not good. I'll be on defense all day, I thought. Later, I ran over to Dylan. Congratulations, I told him. Come on, I knew you wanted USA to win, he told me. Just because you guys are scary good, I replied. It'll be a good matchup. What if, he told me. Then he walked away. Jerk, I muttered. The next day was the championship. First was the fifth place game. That was Argentina versus France. Argentina won 2-1. No surprise. After that came the third place game. That was USA versus Italy. USA killed them 7-1. Then came the big moment, the championship. Right before the game, I met with Dylan. No matter what, we're still friends, okay? I asked him. Whatever, he told me. He always says that. When the game started, it was surprisingly defensive. Both teams had great offense, but nobody could score. It was a 0-0 score at the end of the first half. Okay, let's get a goal, Coach said at the half. Yeah, thanks for the great advice, I thought. About 5 minutes into the second half, Eamon scored a goal. He did the airplane and slapped high fives to the fans and teammates. Okay, all right, let's go. Come on, team, Coach Bill told us. We're still in it, Chris yelled. I hope so, I said to Zach, but I didn't need the hope. The game went back to a defensive struggle. No goals, many shots, and 1,000 penalties. I was about to ask how much time, but Wes abruptly announced 2 minutes. Come on, guys, let's go, let's go, Ben shouted. Fans started cheering, let's go Holland or let's go Portugal. As time went on, the score stayed the same. 1 minute, Wes yelled. Mike got the ball, he dropped it off to Ben. Ben passed it to Chris. Chris took a few steps and then shot dead center. The ball hit off the goalie's right arm and bounced out of bounds. Corner, 45 seconds, Wes yelled. Everybody get up there, Coach Bill screamed. Only the goalie stayed. Ben got set to cross the ball, and the whistle blew saying he could kick it. Ben kicked the ball. It soared through the air and went high, but tall 6-foot Chris still had to bend down to try to hit it. He did. The ball soared into the left for a goal. Goal, Wes yelled. After that, all I remember was running into a big doll pile. My eyes got blurry, and everyone was crying, laughing, and feeling all the glory. Chris had done it. He did the impossible. There were still 34 seconds to play in regulation. Nobody could score, and it went into OT. Epilogue. In overtime, Portugal struck first and fast. Mike got hurt twice, but continued to play and scored an overtime tying goal. It went into sudden death OT. That means first to score. Again, both defenses made stops. The game went into a shootout. On Holland, shooting were Chris, Mike, and Ben. On Portugal, shooting were Eamon, Dylan, and Joe. Mike went first and scored. Then Eamon came back in and scored. Chris took a shot that went in. Dylan's shot was an easy save for Zach. Ben's shot was saved, and Joe's was a score. Mike came in and scored again. That made Eamon's second shot either the game loser or tire. Eamon shot and the ball went off of Zach and then the crossbar. Holland won. The win launched every player on Holland into Camp Deer Creek history.